This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
We have the fever. We have it. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We are live today at Sterling Limousine and Transportation Services. They were generous enough to be the winning bid for the Eagles Radiothon, benefiting the Eagles Autism Foundation. If you need a ride for anything, anything you need to go, or you know, a wedding or something big, they're the place for you. Hugh, we just went out to the parking lot and saw all the limos
and trucks. They got a fleet.
It's a fleet.
It's a fleet.
There was also parked out there, not theirs, but parked because it's a huge parking lot. It's this huge Eagles bus.
This place is pretty cool.
This place is huge.
Yeah, it is. It's nice, man. It's nice. They have all your needs. Like if you have little kids, little babies and whatnot, and you need to go to the airport, you don't have to bring your car seat. Looks like they clean the car seats every time that they use them. And they have a bunch of them back there so they can accommodate so you don't have to take the car seat with you.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
It is. That's a great place. We appreciate being here today. And the proceeds benefit the Eagles Autism Foundation. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here, are you expecting a different version of Trey this season? I am not. Hugh is. I would love for Trey to be a great player this season. And we say, wow, this is the best version of him ever over a full season in Phillies uniform. I can't expect it after the first 2 years of him in Philadelphia. It's been ups. It's been downs. It's been mostly downs on defense. But one of the new buttons they're trying to push here, Hugh, is him in the leadoff spot and hoping that it changes his approach. It gets him to lock in, take more pitches, be more selective, chase less at the plate. Is that actually going to work? Interesting comment here from Jimmy Rollins about the idea of what putting him in a different spot in the order, like leadoff, will do. Here's J-Roll on Trey hitting at the top of the order.
So do you think Trey will be more disciplined at the plate out of the leadoff spot? He says maybe that would help, not chasing as much and things like that.
I think that's more confidence than anything. And I had to hit third when Chase went down. And I tell you what, it's completely different than batting leadoff. And I didn't realize that until I got in that position. It's different what your job as a leadoff hitter is. You're the one to get the party started. They're not trying to pitch around you, especially not early in the game. You're going to get a couple pitches to hit. And the way that Trey can drive the ball out the yard, give him that advantage. And maybe, like I said, it becomes more disciplined because he's getting better pitches to hit.
Hugh, it's interesting. He referenced when he did the opposite, right? He left the leadoff spot to go to the third spot, and it was a different kind of mentality. I think this is a wonderful thought exercise that maybe he'll be different. Trey Turner has been up to the plate in the major leagues. I'm going to find the number here. He has had 4,967 plate appearances. Basically, he's had 5,000 plate appearances. Am I going to believe that tomorrow he's going to approach things differently than he has for 5,000 plate appearances? It'd be one thing if he was 22, right? And he's in the minor leagues. They're trying to kind of develop his game. I just find it hard to believe a player is going to change this deep into their career. Like maybe he'll try, but ultimately he This is the way he hits. I don't think he's going to be much different as a leadoff hitter. Maybe he'll be hot for a month, but I don't think he's going to walk way more or swing at way less pitches because he's hitting first.
I think he can, and I'll tell you why. Because a lot of times, and I didn't do this when I was playing, but you have to change. When you get older, you have to change things about your body. The one thing that I regret that I didn't do, when I got old, I should have got lighter. And I should have changed the way that I played my game, because I was so used to playing more of a physical type of football that when I couldn't be physical anymore and the speed wasn't there, I couldn't play anymore. And I remember Michael Strahan, I talked to him, and he said, man, the biggest thing that I did when I started getting older, said I lost weight and I just trained different. Kind of like when we were talking to JT, and he talked about how he trained a little different. He lost a couple pounds. You have to adjust and compensate. Your body has to compensate for the changes that you have when you're older. So when you say to me that you don't think he's going to change because he's been this, that, and the third his whole career, it's inevitable. You have to change. If you want to be the guy that you deem yourself, he fancies himself a Hall of Famer, correct? And there's been telltale signs that the Phillies, they might not have said it directly, but indirectly, they've been giving him signs that, hey, man, we need you to be different than what you were. I don't care how much money you make. If you fancy yourself the guy that you think you are, you have to be able to change and adapt to what's needed in the moment. And so that's why I believe that he's that guy. Because like I said, I haven't talked to him in years, but when we did sit down and talk to him, has a strong sense of self and where he wants to be as far as a player is concerned. If that's what's asked of you by multiple people, you have to be able to adjust.
Yeah, and the funny part is he has plenty of experience doing this. I mean, you said it earlier. When he signed here, many people thought they signed him with the idea he was the leadoff hitter, and that experiment did not last long. They eventually went back to Schwarber in 2023. But Trey has had more games in his career as a leadoff hitter than any spot. But that was more when he was young, right? Mm-hmm. As he's gotten older, he went to the Dodgers, here now to the Phillies. It's been more two, three, around the last part of the order, two and three. But he's hit leadoff a lot. I mean, you look at his numbers, they're good. A lot of that was he was better when he was young. Look, he could play better this year. I just would be surprised if he is different as a leadoff hitter. Like tomorrow, if he has a 10-pitch at-bat, I would be thrilled. I don't know if it's going to happen. I'd be thrilled if we get there. 215-592-9494. Do you expect a different Trey Turner this season? Boy, the Phillies could use it, because he has not been the guy that we paid for the first 2 years of his Phillies career. Your phone calls and, of course, your guesses for Hughes, Clues, a trio that was once a foursome quartet, however you want to say it, that became a trio. Let's go to Matt in Deptford on WIP. Hey, Matt.
Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Matt. What's up, buddy?
Nothing much. I just want to say Trey Turner is not going to change. He's a coward. He doesn't want to watch his mistake when he makes mistakes.
Well, it bothers me. I mean, I just think a pro athlete making this much money with this much expectation should want to see what they're doing wrong so they could fix it to be better. I mean, it's annoying to me. And maybe this is just the way he does things, and he only wants to see the positive. I know baseball is a very mental game, like golf. But come on, man! Like, it's 2 years
it
of this. Yeah, let's maybe try something new.
If Bryce Harper can admit that what he did was wrong last season, he even said it's the coaches. If he can admit that, then how come Trey Turner can't watch his own thing?
Wait a minute. When did Bryce Harper admit that he was wrong?
They said they had an interview with him. They asked Bryce Harper what happened at the playoffs, and he said it was the coaches. We got outcoached and
One we referenced, outcoached, yeah, outplayed, all that.
But that he didn't say that was his. Like, Bryce Harper didn't admit that he did anything wrong. He blamed on everybody else.
Well, he said all of us, yeah. But he didn't make it specific to
that's
him.
What I meant. Yeah, that's what I meant.
My bad,
but
man.
I'm saying is that if we paid Trey Turner like $300 million to be a professional athlete, that he came and had to watch his own show, that is so shame. That is so sad.
I think it's a shame. I mean, if he can play great this year, it won't matter. We'll move off it.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't, I'm going to come back to this. Like, hey, there's evidence of when you're struggling, look at it and adjust from it.
And he already leading off at the spring training, and he got zero hits. So how are we going to trust him for the rest of the season?
Well, we're going to start tomorrow, and we're going to cross our fingers, Matt, and we're going to hope this guy is something like what we paid for him. Matt, give us a guess for Hughes Clues, a trio.
I'm going to say the Three Stooges.
It's a great guess,
That's a
Matt.
Good guess.
And Matt, and I think...
And that used to be a force.
Yeah, so they apply to the... It's a great guess because it applies. It's just not the one that is...
Yeah, it's not the one that I'm thinking
in
about.
In your head today.
Nah.
I knew we'd get the Three Stooges as an early
guess. Yeah, that you know that was going to be the case.
The Good Three job. Stooges were
funny.
Awesome.
Were funny back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, they had their...
It was Moe, Larry, Curly, Shemp.
Shemp, and then, yeah.
And it was Moe, Larry, Curly, Shemp. Shemp, that was it, right?
Yeah, Shemp,
Moe,
yeah.
Larry, Curly, Shemp. And
yeah.
Shemp, they would switch them out every now and then.
Curly and Shemp?
Yeah.
They move them in and out?
Yeah.
Well, what was the last time you watched a Three Stooges
It used
skit?
To come on all the time. I haven't seen it in so long.
Me neither. It has been a long, long time. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up?
All right. Listen, man, you know what? I'm tired of hearing, the lefty go against the righty go against the left. Just hit the damn ball. Let's get on base. Let's go back to the basics, man. Like, we studying this too much. Like, we just need to just play baseball, man. Like, the hitters, whoever hits to get on base, let them go ahead. Then the bombers, you bring them in so they can send them home. It's basic logic. I mean, I understand it seems like it's a little harder than what it is, but go back to the basics. Go back to the winning mentality. That's the problem. I said it with the Eagles, and they fixed it. And it's the same thing with the Jones. They have the same people, and they're going to have the same result. If they do what the Eagles did, and put all the Eagles aside and play baseball as a team, then guess what? They're going to win the World Series. We're the better team. We're the best team. And as long as we know it, can't nobody stop us. So let's stop with all this. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's just win. Let's just hit the ball. Get on the bases. Do some bases. Make these pitches work hard. And guess what? It's the result. And the result will be winning. That's it. Bottom line is the story.
Bottom line, end the story, Hugh. You take notes on that?
Mm-mm.
No, you should have. That was a good one. Will, what do you got for us? Give us a guess, buddy.
Hey, listen. Hey, Hugh, I know you like to laugh. And this is the only guys I could think of, hopefully. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. But Moe, Larry, Curly, and Shemp. The Three Stooges.
So that, Will, that was not it. And, Will, we love you and appreciate you.
No, give Will a pass. He was focused on his rant.
He
more
was.
So
Will, that was the guess right before your call.
Right.
I mean, like, literally the call before. So, yeah, that's – I expect more out of Will. I don't expect more out of Trey. I expect more out of Will. Now, Will, we're just kidding. We know you were prepping that speech there. You know,
he was locked and loaded, man.
Well, I mean, we haven't got the music much.
No, I didn't see that coming. I just felt it. Sometimes you feel it.
That was a good call,
Kyle. I think it's really the strongest indication of how people have some skepticism on the Phillies. We haven't had many Rocky music under the collars with the Phillies.
Yeah, but. That's also probably just because we haven't had anything to react to or like look forward to until now. I could see an uptick in people needing the music today and tomorrow.
Tomorrow especially, because we're gonna wrap it up as we get to opening day tomorrow. Phillies Nationals. Susan is up next on WIP. Hey, Susan. Susan.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Susan. What's up?
I agree with all you've been saying about Trey Turner, but you know it takes a whole team to win. So I think we need to focus on all of them and not just him. And maybe that's because he's a neighbor of mine. So,
well, that might be.
It might be prejudice.
So I do think, Susan, he's probably gotten more flack than any Philly the last 2 years. But I think the biggest reason is because he was supposed to be the one to put him over the top. And so far it hasn't happened yet.
You're right. But I do agree with you. I think I think he's going to do better this year. Maybe I'm just an optimist, but I hope he does.
Ain't nothing wrong with being an optimist. I'm an optimist every day.
When you see him, tell him that Hugh said he believes in him. He's going to do better.
I believe in you, Trey. I ain't going to give you no standing ovation, though.
Yeah, well, you're not damn. That. Yeah,
no, let's no, hope I don't think that's a good plan either. No.
Even his neighbor's out on the standing ovation. All right, Susan, what do you got for us? Give us a guess for Hugh's clues.
I don't think this is going to be correct because I'm not sure that Hugh likes this music, but my first thought was Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. started as four and ended up as three.
I like Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Can't think of a song right off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure I've heard a few, so not against them. Yeah.
Susan, that's, a good guess. Not it, but it's a good guess. All right, so I wanted to unpack what Susan was saying there, but then she admitted she was his neighbor, so it kind of took away the weight of what she was saying.
You said, well, like, so she was disqualified because she's his neighbor?
Not disqualified, but yeah, her thought is that we've beat up Trey too much the last 2 years. He's not the only one. There's 26 guys in the team.
Well,
are you agreeing? Are you agreeing with this?
I'm just saying, listen, if you want me to be honest?
Yeah, always.
He gets beat up quite a bit.
Stop.
No, let me tell you. Can I just say this? From my purview, Trey gets a lot of heat, rightfully so. Bryce Harper gets a pass because Bryce Harper, where he got the fanatic tattooed. I don't know where that came from. He got the fanatic tattooed on his arm. They called him the Panther in Chief. He gets passes.
But he's better.
You
know what? He plays better.
You know what's funny about, like, and this is just this is my thought. So if you get mad, then so what? Him and Jalen are the same in comparison when you talk about what they mean to their team.
Bryce and Jalen.
Jalen Hurts, let's talk about comparably speaking.
Importance to the team. Yeah.
Yes. Bryce doesn't get as much heat as Jalen does. And Bryce ain't won nothing.
He has not
in
won.
In 3 years.
But he's been a better player in his sport.
I'm not arguing
like
that.
Like, he's won an MVP.
I'm not arguing that. But Bryce ain't won no Super Bowl. Bryce ain't won no World Series. And he gets a pass. Bryce is the guy. And I'm not saying that I'm mad about it. It's just something that I've noticed. Bryce gets a pass. Bryce skates. Bryce skates on everything. Like, Trey is not the straw that stirs the drink. But Bryce, nobody says anything bad about Bryce for the most part.
Well, like Joe said, Bryce is better. I don't think everybody gives Bryce a pass. But hold on, Hugh. Bryce was like one of the best postseason hitters of all time as a Philly. He swung the bat that sent us to the World Series.
I am not arguing.
It's not really a comparison, to be honest.
No, it is a comparison because who is the guy? When you talk about who needs to be the guy for us to win the World Series, what name always comes up?
It's Trey because he hasn't been.
And we know Bryce.
We expect more from Trey.
Okay.
And we need to see more
just
from
like
Trey.
I said, y'all, I am just telling you how I feel about it. And you've kind of made my point. We ride for Bryce.
But because Bryce is an objectively better player.
Okay.
All right,
but is Bryce just as important to his team as Jalen?
Yeah.
Jalen doesn't get that kind of grace that Bryce gets.
But Jalen is a quarterback. Bryce is a hitter.
Kyle,
being
this is
the quarterback
and a
player in the lineup,
Kyle, listen,
is not the same thing.
Listen to what I'm saying. To me, it's the same thing. It might not be the same thing to you, which is fine.
Right, can I give you
it's the same thing
I mean,
to me.
Being the quarterback and being in a lineup is different.
And you don't understand what I'm saying, respectfully.
Let me throw a comp in here.
Yes.
I think you hit something with Hurts and Harper, right? They're the most important players.
Yes.
When the Eagles were okay team, a 9-8 team, and they traded for A.J. Brown, right?
Mm-hmm.
A.J. Brown has performed at a special level, teaming with Jalen, and they're one of the best combinations in the league. And that was supposed to be Turner, right? Turner was supposed to come in here to go along with Bryce. Because 2 years ago when they signed Trey, it was, look at this duo, Trey Turner and Bryce Harper, the way we look at Jalen to A.J.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce has held up his end of his bargain. Trey has not. It's as if AJ's dropping passes left and right.
Listen, I understand that baseball, even though it's a team sport, is more of an individual thing. And to your point, I'm not arguing that. I'm not arguing that he hasn't lived up to it. But he gets a lot of grace. You can't argue that.
Well,
when you talk about this team, Bryce Harper sat here last year with a straight face and smiling and giggling, asked for some more money. He didn't get that much heat.
Well, I didn't.
Oh, he got
a lot
of heat. I don't think that's true at all.
He didn't get the kind of heat that he would have gotten if somebody else would ask for some more money.
I agree with you on this. It was some, but
it was not a whole lot of heat.
It should have been more.
I think it was the most any Philly fans have come down on Bryce Harper since he's been here.
And
besides the beginning of his time here.
And again, That's not a whole lot.
But okay, it's not. But comparatively, well, and by the way, I mean, Harper doesn't get a chance to affect every single play while he's out there. Jalen Hurts touches the ball every play. It's
Bryce
not
Harper
a comparison.
Gets a chance to affect every game that he's at bat, though.
Of course, no, but yeah, but you just said it. Every game that he's at bat, he doesn't get to control when he's at bat every time.
But
if he could go up and swing the bat for everybody, I'm sure he'd want to. But that would be different.
Hurts, I'd want him to.
Hurts has the ball every play.
You are totally missing the point that I'm making.
I think you're missing my point.
No, because your point is moot because I'm telling you how I feel and what I hear and what I see. Bryce Harper don't get the same kind of heat, and he's the same caliber of player in this city as Jalen Hurts.
But there's an objective fact to this conversation.
Is that
a quarterback is more important than anything that any position
again,
on the baseball field besides like maybe the starting pitcher?
This is the point that you missed. I said when in this city, Philadelphia, they are comparable. I don't care what position they play; they're comparable as far as the heat that they take.
I agree with you,
but not their importance to the team.
Okay, I can't. I don't know what else to say to make you understand what I'm saying.
I agree with you on this, Hugh. I understand your point. I think we should put this up as another poll question. Does Trey Turner get too much heat? I don't think he does. Our last caller, I know she added the addition that she's his neighbor, but it doesn't matter. I mean, the point is interesting. Does Trey get too much heat? I mean, a lot of people listening are probably saying, Joe, you're the reason he gets too much heat. And fine. He's paid $300 million to be a star player, and he's been anything but that.
No,
Joe,
let me say this. As your partner, and I work with you every day, you are not the only one. I will say that.
You're not the only one.
You don't have to bear that burden.
As most people got mad at me, I think I've been the most fair to Trey of anyone here.
You have.
Like, you haven't been the player they signed you to be. And that's the bottom line. Like he has had 40 errors at shortstop in 2 years here. 40 errors.
So like you really don't have any idea why Trey Turner might get more heat than Bryce Harper.
No, Kyle, what I'm saying is this. Bryce Harper doesn't get the heat that Jalen gets, and he's the big name star on the squad.
I think there's something to that. I just had to push back on.
You know what it is? Because Bryce Harper, for lack of a better way of saying it, the pandering in chief. He panders to the fan base, and people, they like that, they're willing to give him a little bit more grace. That's all I'm saying.
I think there's some of that, but I also think that there's a base level of understanding that you know, if when you're comparing Hurts to Harper, that one just has the opportunity to affect the game more than the other.
Let me say it to you like this. This is why I feel like Jalen gets more heat than Bryce, and Bryce gets somewhat of a pass, because when you take the two athletes – and how they endeared themselves to the fan base. Jalen endears himself to the fan base, but not the way Harper does. So Jalen doesn't get – like, you know, if Bryce goes up there and he strikes out, everybody say, oh, well, you know, Bryce has had a bad day. Jalen goes out there and he throws three picks. Oh, Jalen need to do better. He can't do this. He can't do that.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
I don't disagree. I think you could also simplify it in this way. People in the city just like he's the quarterback of the Eagles. Like that just carries a very different. It's just a different thing than being a baseball player for the Phillies. We care about football more here.
Yeah, and I'm not. That's not what I'm arguing, Kyle. What I'm arguing is this: they're both equally important to their squad.
I totally disagree.
Okay, that's fine. Well, that's where we disagree.
We could simplify it as they're of the top importance to their particular team. Right? They're the number one important.
That's basically what I'm saying,
But I think the point is interesting that Trey's the one that
he gets the most heat.
And I think it's because relative to expectations, he's been the one that's the furthest below what we expected.
Like, but
Bryce maybe, and we had a caller yesterday mentioned it, in the five games, right? The two against Arizona, three against Houston. He came up short. Now, but in the other ones, he's been amazing. So the numbers overall are like really good in the playoffs. And he has come up short in those five games. The issue is Trey is supposed to be great.
Yeah, no, I get that. But we make jokes and we laugh and giggle about Bryce Harper being the GM. And Bryce Harper, let's just – like, about to say something that's going to give me in trouble. I'm taking the cover off.
We're in public here today. We were invited here. We're guests.
I forgot where I was at. I'm taking the mask off, if you
Uh-oh.
Will.
Uh-oh.
Bryce sat there and threw Topper under the bus. When he said it was coaching.
I know he did. Yeah.
I didn't like that either.
But it didn't move the meter.
I think – so it's not so much Kyle and I not holding them accountable. It's not enough people.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, listen, we do a radio show every day and we talk about
– Everything.
Everything, but we talk about what the people want to talk about. But Bryce Harper sat there on two occasions, and he blamed it on everybody else. He said, now to the caller's point that called earlier, he said we, but he said coaching more than once.
I'll coach.
And I sat there and I thought to myself, how is that relevant? I'm not saying he was wrong. I needed to understand why in that moment, because when I think of baseball, you're in the batter's box by yourself. And you threw the coaches and everybody else under the bus. If I was a reporter, I'd be like, could you explain that please for me? Yeah. Like, I'm a 2-year-old.
I thought it was a bad
one. I didn't like it either. All right, just to be clear.
215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your phone calls here. We're live today, Sterling Limousine. Come on, if you need a ride, I mean, this is the place to do it. We really appreciate them having us here. So, Trey Turner, do you expect a different Trey this year? And does he get too much heat? I mean, we had one caller said he did. I think the heat is appropriate considering what they paid him to be and what he's actually been here in Philadelphia. Your guess is for Hughes Clues, plus something Elliott said that got a bit of heat on Twitter, which is that's nothing new. But I wonder where everyone will come down on this. Something the Phillies have done in spring training, does it hold weight for the regular season, which starts tomorrow, opening day against the Nats? 215-592-9494. That's a hopper. We'll give you a second clue as well for Hughes Clues on Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. Here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think, and they'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.